Hey Siri, what is the answer to life?
A movie.
A movie. Very interesting. I asked Alexa that same question. She told me it was 42.
Wow.
I had no idea what she meant. So then I went and asked Google. Google told me 42, but Google explained it. Because there's a lot of screen space on Google. It had a million results that told me 42 was used in a movie that talked about the meaning of life. So that brings up a good point. The difference between voice results in voice searches and Google results in search results. Alexa, Siri, Google, all of these voice assistants, they get one result to give back to you. So it has to be the right one versus Google, which can return millions of results and you can just sift through them. Teresa, tell us about the importance of search results in 2020 going forward.
66 million Americans use smart speakers. Not only that, but 20% of mobile searches are voice, and 50% of all searches by 2020 will be voice searches. Yeah, it's pretty important.
Yeah, that's a lot of searches.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not ready with your voice search strategy, you're going to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some things that you can do to get ready for voice search. Some things that you can do on your website that will help you out in getting indexed for these voice searches across the various platforms. The number one thing that you should look at, and probably one of the easiest things you can look at, is your website speed. You can test that right in Google. There's a lot of platforms out there that'll let you run that test and see what your website, how fast it's coming back. But if you think about it, and those websites that you've just waited a long time, you've typed in the URL and you sat there and you waited and they come back a little bit at a time, at least there's something for you to look at while you're doing that. But if you ask Alexa and she takes 5-6 seconds to come back, you're gonna think something's wrong with her. Mm-hmm. You'll be over there unplugging her, plugging her back in, trying to figure out what's happening. So you wanna make sure the website is fast and it'll return those results really fast.
You also want to make sure that your website is secure and has an SSL certificate. Research is showing that secure websites are showing up higher and more frequently in the voice search results. So you want to lock that down and make sure that you have everything in place.
Yeah, statistics show that most of those results are coming back from secure websites.
Mm-hmm.
So number three on our list, structure your content for those quick answers. Alexa's not going to read back your entire blog when somebody asks it a question. So make sure these things are coming back generally around 29 words. So somewhere toward the top of that content, work in a quick, short answer that one of these voice platforms might pick up and can read back to a user.
Yeah, so most of the search results that are coming back in voice are easy reading, so much so that they're about a ninth grade reading level. So you want to make sure that they're really short, concise sentences, easy to read. And again, research is showing a ninth grade reading level is about the average of what these voice searches are returning.
Right, that's unless you're searching for calculus-related answers.
True.
She starts talking to me about that, I'm taking her back. The next thing on our list, featured snippets in schema. So if you haven't heard about schema, that's the metadata behind these pages. All kinds of extra information that goes into these, this content on your website. And you can plug in these things and it'll help all of these voice and the desktop search, mobile search, all of these things. It'll help these search engines figure out what your content is really about as it goes through and indexes all of this. And it will help these things come back on regular search results and voice search results.
One of the last big factors is domain authority. So that's putting all of that together to build your domain authority score and making sure that you're an authoritative leader in the website search space, which is gonna help you in voice.
Yeah, and that's a lot of good content. Sharing that content, having other people share that content.
Low spam scores. An SSL certificate
Absolutely.
Helps in that, yeah. All of the items we mentioned.
So that's six quick things that you can do. This goes a lot deeper and we'll talk about it in future podcasts. But for now, that gives you a little bit of work to do to check these things out to make sure that you have the baseline in place to prepare for a voice search. So that's it.
So that's it.
From all of us here at L7 Advertising, get at it.